Hey y'all, my name is Alyssa Chandler and I'm a photographer based in Fayetteville, Arkansas who freaking loves to talk about photographs, and so we are here for another episode of Your Photographer Mom, because that's me. I'm a total mom, a total photographer, and someone who just wants to talk your ear off everything about photography. And today we're bringing together two of my favorite things, which is being a photographer and being a mom, kind of. We're going to talk a little bit about being a mom, but mostly about this very fun question, and that is this. What's a mom shot? I came up with the idea of a mom shot because it's a term that immediately calls to mind a specific photograph. Do you have one in mind? What do you think of when you think of mom shots? Well, this can kind of vary. Here's what I think of. A smiling photograph of a couple or family with their arms around each other, possibly snuggled up, smiling at the camera. For an engaged couple, this would probably show off the ring. For a senior, this is a very classic smiling photograph. For a family, this is the quintessential smiling photograph you often see over someone's fireplace. Are mom shots my favorite thing? No. Do they really make my photographer heart sing? Also no. Are these photographs most often printed by, are these the photographs that are most often printed by extended family, like when they're printing photographs of their loved ones? Absolutely. Did any of y'all grow up with a family members who had like 50 photographs framed on their staircase or hallway? Maybe it was your grandma or your aunt or your great aunt or your mom, but there would be photographs of people smiling in cute wooden frames, just like decked all over that hallway or staircase, just like everywhere, just smiling. They'd be like, oh, this is so-and-so. So like your grandma would corner you in the hallway and tell you all about the people smiling. That's what I think of when I think of a mom shot, is those like hopeless like hallways that grandmas and moms have. And I say that as a 37-year-old mom, with just like tons of frames of their loved ones. So like cousins, aunts, uncles, great-grandparents, grandparents, tons of people. I love that. Now, don't take me too literally. Of course, there are moms that would rather frame photographs of people snugging and laughing, but with this description, I bet you had something come to mind. Even if your mom is a little bit different, I think most moms still love to have a photograph of everyone smiling. I definitely do. I love creative photography. I love it so much. And most of my photographs on the walls are not mom shots. They're like my favorite ones are like really cute action photographs of my kids. They're not really a lot of them. I have one over my desk taken by another photographer at a family shoot that's like everyone smiling. But I mean, yeah, that's kind of my point, is I have all these photographs everywhere where they're really cute, but the big one over my desk is one of my three kids smiling at the camera. So like, that's again, like I didn't even mean to do that, and it's been over there for a couple of years and I've never thought about it, but I have me as someone who loves to take just like really fun and like cozy lifestyle photographs. In my house, I have a photograph of my kids smiling, a big one, like a 16 by 20 right over my computer of my kids smiling, and I love it. Like, they're usually not my favorites, but they are ones that get printed frequently. And as a mom, I want them, obviously, because I just told y'all that I have one printed huge over my computer. Best of all, though, mom shots are really freaking easy, and the name makes people laugh, too. So, what's a mom shot? We talked about that a little bit, obviously, but I'm going to make it very, very simple. This is what I do when I'm shooting. I tell my couple or my senior or my family, I'm like, we're going to take a mom shot. And they'll be like, what's that? And I'll be like, the photograph where you're just smiling at the camera. Like, think of, sometimes I'll even be like, pose like you kind of would like on Instagram, like for a post for your mom. Like, just like get, you know, put your arm around her and smile, squeeze her in and smile. And everyone, like, it's so funny because in my photography work, I use a lot of prompts and like ask people to do things because they don't do them the exact same way. But mom shots are almost always the same kind of vibe. It's like an arms around each other, cheeks together, smiling, you know, showing off that ring if it's an engagement, and then just like happy, cute, and then you can keep moving on. So I love them. Personally, I think that yes, you should take them. There's a lot of reasons for this. I love artistic photographs. Just want to be very clear. I love artistic photographs that just like celebrate life and like punch you in the feels. That as a photographer, that is what I want to make. It's what I want to create, and it's what I have the most fun doing. I love doing those things. It's so fun. Like, I love it. But as a mom, I do want those smiling photographs of my kids, because you see those cute little cherub smiling faces and you just love them, even if that cherub face is, you know, a teenager now. But it's really a simple thing to do, because you can take those photographs so fast. If you're a wedding photographer, think of family photographs. Those, of course, they can be intense, don't get me wrong, but like, those are some of the easiest photographs to take when it comes to people just looking at the camera and smiling. It's easy, it's simple, get it done and get it over with. That is my approach with a mom shot. And I feel that way about every single genre of portrait photography that I shoot, is getting that mom shot is beautiful, it's simple. I just think, and honestly, if people start to feel a little bit stiff, it's so easy to be like, oh, like, just think of like a photograph your mom would like to frame. And people almost immediately know what you are talking about and go into that vibe. It almost like relaxes them, because when they think of their mom, and most people love their moms, and then they're like, awesome, like a mom shot. Like, think of like, you know, think of like what a mom wants to frame on her wall, on her gallery wall of family members. And it's usually that happy, cute, smiling photograph, like squeezing together. I love that. So I love them. How does having mom shots impact your overall work? So for me, it doesn't really do much, because I don't really blog or post a lot of my mom shots. I will every once in a while, but it's just really seamless to add them in. And it's really important, because when you're shooting, so say you're a really emotionally led photographer, say you want to create really beautiful, like whimsical images bathed in golden hour lights. I am there. I see you. I want those too. I want to create stuff. I want to make images that make me feel. When you're creating those, it's not difficult to say, hey, let's take a smiling photograph, and then you take the smiling photograph. However, when you say, hey, let's take a mom shot, people laugh. They think it's funny, and they know exactly what you mean, and then you can bring it out throughout the thing, and you'll say, we're taking these photographs for us. We want this vibe. We want this artistic feeling, but let's get one for your mom to photograph. Let's get one. Let's get a smiling one. Just have fun with it. I feel like one thing with the smiling photographs that people like have over the years, of course, I understand being like, oh, these are boring. But what's so important with them is that you can just get it easily. Like, it's not something that is, in the world of photography, it's harder to get emotion-led images than it is to get that smiling photograph. Now, if we're going to talk about like making people feel very relaxed, that's a little bit different, but that's why it's so good to just do it in your normal workflow as you're talking. You can use it to test out a new location. If you're like going on a walk with your couple and be like, oh, let's get a mom shot here. And it's funny, it's relaxing. And just the term mom shot is so much better than like smile and say cheese, even though that's basically what it is. And it's not going to really impact your gallery, because you're just going to have these like mom shots basically pop up throughout the gallery. And then when your clients share their photographs with their family members or send to family, usually that's gonna be the one they print off. And then you, for your work, have all of these beautiful images to showcase that showcase that love you have for photography and your style. And then your couple has that too. And then maybe you don't know what, we don't know what's going to be like in 15, 20 years. Maybe that's going to be the photograph their kid wants on their desk, the smiling mom shot. You just don't know. I mean, my kids love to have photographs of me and my husband. Sometimes they go missing because they'll put them in their rooms. And a lot of them are the more like smiling photographs that they tend to take from me. And I love that. Like, I love that. It's so sweet. And so I'm so happy I have those, and that it's just something to add throughout the photographs as just like a, this is cute. This is a mom shot. If your mom wants to frame it, she can. So I kind of already talked about my next point. This is a shorter episode. but how can I effortlessly add mom shots to my posing flow? And that's just what I talked about. You can use it as like a tester. You can do it like as you're moving through poses. You know what? Even if you're feeling like a little bit stuck in your kind of routine that day, sometimes, you know, we can get a little like, oh, what do I want to do next? It's so easy to be like, oh, let's take a mom shot. And I'm not saying do this 20 times throughout the day. I'm talking like 5 or 10 times in a shoot, like tops. We're not talking about like constant. We're talking about 5 or 10 times to get those frameable moments in different, like maybe like once per outfit, maybe twice per outfit, depending on the vibe or background. So what you're going to do is just be like, okay, you're in your brain, you're thinking about what you want to do next. Like you're feeling maybe like not quite inspired. Take a mom shot. You have it. You're still actively working, but mom shots don't take a lot of brain power in the same way that a lot of other ones can. You're not exactly going for the exact same thing. You're going for something a little bit softer and easier in that smile at the camera, say cheese kind of way, of more of what we think of just photos, like almost like a snapshot, but not a snapshot because it's professionally taken and edited and framed and felt, which I love. So just keep in mind that you can do this so organically, and it's a way to kind of just like keep the conversation going. The best thing I ever learned in photography, everyone has different styles, but I photographed a lot of models over the years, and I've always been so surprised by how many of them have told me that many photographers don't tell them what to do. I talk, big surprise, I'm sure, to anybody listening to this, I talk constantly at my photo sessions. This was a really difficult thing for me to learn because I am more introverted than extroverted. And I know that's something that doesn't come across in these podcasts. That's because you don't get to see me hibernate afterwards. But what I think is that I just start talking. I talk nonstop. You're giving you're giving direction. You're telling people what to do. And so when you say something simple as take a mom shot, it's relaxing. It's a way for them to just go into a pose that is like not difficult for them. It's something they do like when they're taking photographs with their phone. And that's why if mom shot doesn't work, you could always say like, oh, like pose like you would for Instagram, because that works too. And that's also something that like their moms are familiar with. And so then you can keep saying mom shot and they'll do like the kind of pose they like to do for their own social medias or like profile pictures. And that may not be like top tier art, but it is something that is going to make them happy and improve their overall client experience. And it will make their extended family absolutely love too. We love a mom shot. So last thing I want to talk about today, again, this is a bit of a shorter episode. Sorry. They can't all be 45 minutes. But do I need to market with mom shots? And for that, the answer is absolutely no. I don't do a lot of posting my mom shots. I try to get them. I try to take, you know, a certain amount for every wedding. I don't even have like a hard rule, but I try to do them again. If it's like an engagement session, I try to do at least one per outfit. If they're not changing outfits, maybe one per unique location. I try to get them with that. It's really helped me with my workflow because I am more of that messy shooter who likes to feel things. It's almost like a touch base for me. Like, okay, I need to take the photograph of the couple smiling. It's important to get because we want that smiling photograph. I need to take it of, you know, the model I'm photographing, the senior I'm photographing, to get that one smiling photograph that their mom's going to love. I always want to come away with photographs I love, photographs my clients love, and photograph their moms are going to love. And of course, I don't know their moms, but I'm thinking of like a general mom, like just like what we think of when we think of a mom. So again, like it's just something that really is going to help the overall gallery experience because people like, okay, here's the thing. Of course, we say show what we want to shoot. I'm going to go on a soapbox and I'm afraid this is going to be like 30 minutes long, but probably not. So we are so passionate as photographers about our style, about what works, about what doesn't work, about how we can make our style pop off of the page and really like show and like really make our clients' hearts beat. That is what we are marketing with. There is this reality, though, that people still want those smiling photographs. Most people are going, if they pay $500, $600, $700 for a session, and more, of course, that's just throwing out some numbers. What is so important with those is they are going to want, if they feel like they are paying for a photo session, most people are still going to want a smiling photograph. Now, one thing I can say is if you don't market with smiling photographs, there is, you know, people are going to expect it, but like if it's something you're not actively putting out all the time, you know, it's okay. I've definitely missed a smiling shot. I've definitely missed a mom shot. I've forgotten to take photographs before at any session. That can happen to anyone. I'm not saying that like you have to always have an outfit, a mom shot for every outfit at every session. That's not what I mean. That's kind of my goal. That's what I try to do as a photographer, but it's not like that. It doesn't always work that way. But as photographers, I think sometimes we can get really like high on our own, like creative vision sometimes, which we want so that we can have a creative vision, but also like it's not just about us. And that's what I mean by having photographs. Like I think it's so important to shoot selfishly at shoot. You'll hear me say this over and over, is that when you're shooting client work, one of the most important things you can do is to shoot selfishly, because you need to create work that you are happy with so that you can feel creatively fulfilled at your sessions, and that you can create work that represents the kind of work you want, which will help you like attract the clients that you want. You need to create photographs that will make you happy. You need to create photographs that will make your clients happy. And then because photographs are kind of a community experience in some ways, most people are not going to be professionally photographed and then not show those photographs to anyone. Of course, some people will be like that, but most people will share them with their family members. Different people will print them. Different people will order them. That just the vibe, you know, there's different people who want different things. And because of that, because when a bride gets married, when you're at a wedding, there's going to be people who want that smiling photograph, that mom shot of the bride and groom, people that you will probably not even really interact with on that day. So it could be someone who couldn't make the wedding. It could be someone that you just didn't really talk to outside of family photographs that really wants that smiling photograph of the bride and groom. And so when they're able to get that, that just really elevates the experience for everyone, because the bride and groom aren't having someone come to them being like, hey, why don't I have a smiling photograph of you guys? All of your photographs are so serious. That's something I've heard in my work before, which is funny because my work is so overwhelmingly happy. I've heard people be like, oh, it's so dramatic, or like, oh, this model looks so sad in her photos, or this bride, whatever. I don't know why I said model. And I've had people, especially back in the day, Facebook comments could be unhinged and kind of hilarious. I've had people comment on things like that before, even though my main vibe is to make happy photographs. And because I don't share a lot of mom shots, I've had a lot of people remark to that to me on platforms before, and it's fine. It's funny. I don't care. But that's what I mean, is like, there are people who, when they think professional photographs, they think that smiling photograph. And I know that's not everyone's client, but what I'm saying is that a lot of clients have people who love them who will care about that smiling photograph. And so it's just a way to kind of get in front of that kind of expectation or that kind of disappointment, and just really have those mom shots ready to go for people to print and frame, that love your clients, that love the families you're photographing. And then maybe that's not what the people who hired you want. Maybe it's not the people, maybe it's not what you want to shoot, but it is easy. It is quick. And having a phrase, it doesn't have to be mom shot, but having a phrase like mom shot for me has been so helpful over the years, because people immediately know what I mean. They laugh. They think it's funny. And I think just the term mom shot makes them feel a little relaxed and like up for just really having fun with it and just relaxing, taking a deep breath and taking that photograph. And then you can take it and move on. It's not like rocket science, and it's such a great way to segue between kind of vibes, or if you're feeling like you're not quite sure what you want to do, to take a quick smiling photograph before you decide. It's awesome. It's fun. You can use it to test out light. You can use it to just, you know, keep talking. Just keep talking to your clients and have fun with them. Another thing is that I take mom shots. I try to take a certain amount of people smiling at every reception. I don't like hardcore count, but I'll go around and ask for a couple of smiling photographs of people. But like most wedding photographers now, I'm not gonna like photograph every table. That would be crazy. But I mean, if you wanna do that, more power to you. That's more patience than I have. But you know, most photographers don't like photograph every wedding guest, but because I like to have those smiling photographs, I understand how they can really enhance a gallery and have that little pep in them by people who love those kind of photographs. I try to get, you know, 5 to 10 every wedding reception of people smiling at the camera, just couples. But, you know, I don't have a relationship, so I like to just, you know, get a couple and have those in the gallery so that there are some, and it's not just candid photographs. And I take mostly candid photographs, and that's mostly what people hire me for. But by having a couple smiling photographs, there's more of a balance and can feel a little bit more structured sometimes, as different people come to your wedding photographs and any photographs, family, senior, whatever, with different perspectives. And having those really classic mom shots are really important, even if we as photographers aren't like, this is what makes my heart sing. They're easy, they're simple, just get it. Think of a fun name and have it like just something that you can do with your clients to get that mom shot that their parents are going to want to frame. All right, guys, I hope this was a fun episode. It was a fun one to record. And yeah, go out there and take some mom shots between all of your creative photographs. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.